This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. We're going to get into the psychology of survival this now, Joe. Doug Owen, senior editor of BlacklistedNews.com, riding shotgun with us. Check out his podcast as well, Blacklisted Radio Podcast, and dun-dun-dun, the Doomcast.
Number 10 coming up tomorrow, Doomcast.com. Check it out.
He's got a cult following now, folks.
Cult. You could be part of it.
Yeah.
It's a good time to get in. While it's still not popular and very few people are listening.
Exactly. And he does have Kool-Aid available.
Charlie McGrath helps me doom it up, and we do a podcast. It's an hour, and we do it every week, and we put it up there on YouTube, and it's free and available for download at your leisure.
Doomcast.com.
There you go. Thanks for the plugs.
No worries. I'll send you the invoice. We're taking calls this hour at 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. And let's see here. We were chatting with Art, who is a complete nihilist, wants the world to come to an end. And it's probably going to be Doug's next guest on Doomcast.
Could be.
Art, do you have any solutions? You mentioned you were a solution-oriented guy, but all I heard was end-of-the-world stuff coming from you.
At this point, we've shut down all these military, these 900 bases around the world in 190 countries. All of them been shut down, all those people and equipment and all that money's been brought back here. We eliminate the Afghan war, the Iraq war. We stop screwing around with Iran and the rest of them. We bring all them men and women and all them bombs and bullets. Now we're not going to be wasted. That's going to save a whole heap of money right there. We end that $80 to $100 billion that are sent to Israel every year. They don't get that no more. All that money gets... Oh, come on now. We gotta think about our own here. So all that gets to come back. Now, we take all of these federal workers who are working in the intelligence agencies, all of these civilian contractors... We send them packing. We take these military people because they're not going to have anything to do. They can work the intelligence and go back to doing what the military personnel used to do before it was contracted out to civilian contractors. We let the military do what they used to do back in the day so all these civilians can go back home and have real lives and get real jobs because now we're going to end all subsidies, which is good, and we're going to get rid of all these regulations that make it impossible for people like me and you to start our own business, because now there'll be competition. So now everybody really gets a good foothold, and everybody's got a shot at making it now. Okay? So there's billions of dollars. And then, that way, all of these FBI agents and Marshal Service and the Border Patrol, now all of them can get paid because we're saving all this money by not sending it overseas. And while we're at it, let's go ahead, since Cuba has yet to cash the first check that's ever been written to rent Guantanamo, they have yet to cash the first check. Well, why the hell are we writing them a check every month? Let's just quit giving them a check. Close Guantanamo back down. How many billions of dollars is that going to bring back here? Come on, Miss Mikulski. You're telling me there ain't things we can cut?
All right, Art. Hear ya. Loud and clear. 10-4. Thanks for the call.
I mentioned something interesting. You know, just quickly. I mean, bringing all of those dollars back from overseas, it's probably more than you want. One of the things that allows us to continue to float these $85 billion per month taperings is the fact that we have so much money overseas. And if it comes home, that would not actually be good. But I know where Art's going with that, and the sentiment is well taken.
All righty. Let's go to Fred in California. Hi there, Fred.
Hi. How are you guys?
Do you care?
Yeah.
Good, sir. I'm good.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
I hate that host, that radio host that I won't mention who does that. It's okay. So obnoxious. People call up, how are you? Do you care?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I won't do that. I was just joking. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, really.
Good, good. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to comment, you know.
How are you?
We're talking about, you know, who's involved in dumping these ETF short contracts, the paper form of gold and silver on the markets. And the big player for a number of years has been J.P. Morgan and Chase. They all take turns at the feeding trough, though. But a new one
lawsuit on the just came out. They just dropped that lawsuit against J.P. Morgan for the manipulation of silver. So that just happened last week.
Oh yeah. Well, there's a new player in town though, and that's China. They're also taking part in suppressing the gold and silver price by dumping these ETF paper forms of gold and silver. And the reason why they're doing that is there's a little thing going on between the United States and China. And, you know, when you're indebted to somebody, they have power over you. And that's the way our debt-based currency works in other countries. They put them in debt, and then we control them. But China right now is holding back on redeeming their treasuries, and in doing so, they're the big purchasers of gold right now, and they're also taking part in dumping these contracts on the market to keep the price of the physical very low.
And they're buying as well. They're buying physical, and they want the delivery.
They're the biggest buyers right now. I'll tell you what, outside the United States, you know, when you get over that, the world's not flat, but when you go over the edge, you find out that China and India right now are just buying gold, and so are these other third world countries like crazy. Just one thought I'd leave you on, I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you, but, you know, I've been disabled a long time. I started reading history back 12 years ago. Right now, I pretty much major in currencies. And I study it every day. But one thing that got me into it was this. I was disabled to the point where I was shuttled to doctor's appointments. And one winter day in January 2008, I had a new shuttle driver. And he informed me that he had just come back from Russia after pulling a six-year stint working for the Russian Central Bank, their treasury. A very bright person and a better individual morally, but this is what he told me. I asked him, what was the one thing you learned pulling 6 years working for the Russian Central Bank? And this is what he told me. He said that the Federal Reserve and the investment banks are going to bring the dollar down. They're going to kill it. And to get out of dollar-based assets, and get into physical gold and silver. And this is in January of 2008. And it came from somebody who worked for you know, the Russian treasury. He knows fluent Russian. He's very smart. And so I thought I'd leave you with that.
He might be a Russian spy, though.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It could have been Vladimir Putin himself. Are you sure it wasn't him?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. You know, I could. I'll tell you what. I'll call NSA and see if I could find that out.
They should know.
Yeah. Yeah, they should know. But again, I want to thank both of you for what you're doing. Okay, you guys are in the front line trenches, and anybody who's listening out there that's gaining anything from listening to these shows on RBN, please donate. And it's very important. Very
thanks. Thanks, Fred. I appreciate that, man. Yeah, and they can go to my website to help me out. There's a donate tab on the right-hand side, bobtuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N.
The Bob Tuskin Show. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
We have open lines at 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon, write down that troll-free number. It's 800-313-9443. Found out today that I don't have a smart meter after all. I was concerned about it.
You might be paying them. a lighter bill if you had a smart meter.
Yeah, I was talking off air to Doug. I had an insane electric bill this month. Insane.
Yeah. See, the smart meter could save you from that, Bob.
But I'm not intelligent enough.
Yeah, well, you know what they're doing with those smart meters now, here where I live. They charge you based on peak and non-peak time. So if you want to use your air conditioning at night, that's not a big deal. But if you want to use it during the day, you're going to pay. You're going to pay for that peak time. And and of course, they also have control over your thermostat and all of those other things that they could turn your power off. They can't control your thermostat through your smart meter yet. But I'm sure there's a peripheral device they could attach to it if they really wanted to. And it's only a matter of time because it's basically a broadband transceiver, and it's used as a hive network. A lot of these transceivers they repeat to one another, and so they work in networks to transfer and create an actual, you know, peer-to-peer network, which is pretty scary when you think about it. You know, because, you know, who is the energy company and what powers do they have now? Anyway, I want to digress into, you know, smart meter talk, but
here's what I have. I have an ERT meter, an encoder receiver transmitter that is a packet radio protocol developed by Itron for automatic meter reading. It uses
That's pretty smart.
The AM radio signal, which is transmitted in the unlicensed 900 to 920 megahertz band. Is that the same as a smart meter?
Yeah, it sounds pretty smart to me.
But I guess
if it's encoding and transmitting information, that's really at the core of it. I mean, you know, the predecessor was just, you know, gears and, you know,
they're telling me it's not a smart meter, that the ERT meters are different.
Who's they?
Well, the electric company and...
No, they're not smart meters. Well, that's a dumb meter. That's the other thing. That's the good one. You're like that. Okay, goodbye.
Well, supposedly they only get a signal when the guy comes by in his truck and reads it with his remote control, and that it's...
But it's still going to be logging what hour, what minute, what moment you are now it might not be relaying live information to
well, I'm
it.
Concerned about that, but I'm mostly concerned about the frequencies that come from the smart meters, and supposedly this is less invasive in that regard.
Oh well, yeah, I mean, you can look at the output power, and you know, people are bathed in this country today with Wi-Fi, and if you go to Europe, it's even worse. Now, they are kind of rescinding some of that stuff, and there are some people that have allegedly come up with Wi-Fi sensitivity, and so...
Sure. They're saying that there's a connection to Wi-Fi and Alzheimer's and autism.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so... You know, the question is it any worse than everything else that you have to deal with, or the power lines? I mean, still to this day, we all know. I have a friend who lived under the power lines. His wife had three miscarriages. They moved just 2 miles away. Boom. No problems. And you know, that's not just the phenomena. That's because you're living in an electromagnetic force field, and you're going to have issues there. But... When was the last time you saw a lawsuit or heard anything about, you know, people that live underneath big power lines, big transmission lines? Absolutely nothing. Cows eat in different circles. They eat in counterclockwise, which is completely abnormal underneath power lines. So there's a lot of science to this, but you know, nobody's received compensation, legal compensation, and for the most part, people don't. You know, it's known, you know, you don't want to live under the power lines. It's almost the same kind of thing. You know, you don't want to be bathed in electronic radiation, and there's, you know, the consequences of that. But is that really quantifiable? And how long is it going to take the government to respond? Only when people die in mass do they ever respond to, you know, even a drug recall. Only when you have people falling over left and right and there's no way that you could possibly...
You know what's a great example of this?
Yeah.
Tylenol. Tylenol is a big killer, a huge killer. Probably,
yeah, I,
I saw a statistic. It's like the number two killer. I actually listened to an NPR piece on this. I know, NPR, the National Propaganda Radio. But it was interesting. They did a pretty good job of showing that not only is Tylenol a major killer, but the thing about it is they've projected it as this safe, over-the-counter medicine. Tylenol, it's the safest.
Right.
But the bottom line is it's not.
I'm wondering if they're just, you know, turning on this PR campaign because the patent on Tylenol is out and, you know, there's going to be generic competition. But I think there already is, so I don't know if it's really
conspiracy. Well, acetaminophen is what we're talking about here. Forget the brand name Tylenol. Acetaminophen. Okay. That's the name. Acetaminophen, yeah.
And I think it's bad for the liver.
It's extremely bad for the liver. And here's the thing. If you take just the smallest amount over the recommended dose, you could die if you do it more than a couple days a week.
I had a buddy's literally dog that ate it.
There's tons of deaths as a result.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't document it the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a buddy's his dog died. He ate a few of the – or she, rather, ate it, just a few aspirin. And those packs you can buy at the convenience store, the little, like, two packs, got into his pocket and ended up eating them, chewing on them and eating them and – dead. You're like, wow, you know, because you don't expect your dog to eat your.
That is so sad.
Yeah, I mean, it was you know, traumatizing. You know, good, lost his friend, had no idea, didn't know how poisonous it was, and you know, didn't take the proper precautions. And you just don't realize that. You know, you take kind of, you know, some of that stuff for granted. But his dog liked to eat everything, so that was a problem anyway. And it was, you know, batteries, you name it. So. It was.
How about Chili
It was
Dog?
Probably going to be something. How's Chili Dog? Chili Dog is doing wonderful. She was impaled, for all the listeners, to bring you up to speed. She impaled herself going after a squirrel on a wrought iron fence, and that was scary. My wife had actually go and restrain a Staffordshire Terrier, which is a pit bull, from cast iron fence, carefully lift her off, and... yeah, she's made a full recovery and just as crazy as she was beforehand, but maybe a little bit more cautious. I don't know if she learned from the experience or she's just getting a little bit older, but she's slowing down, which is good because it was pretty wild. pretty wild
traumatic,
experience.
You know,
yeah,
animals suffer trauma.
Oh, yeah. You the empathy humans have for animals, at least for me, it sadly exceeds what you have sometimes for your fellow humans.
Yeah.
And that's because dogs give you unconditional love and they provide a service to you and you know that they're always there. And that's their whole, you are their whole life. So it's
our
a little
dog
bit different.
Has this backward sneeze, mm-hmm. and it goes, it's crazy. It sounds like he's choking or coughing to death. And it's gotten a little bit worse and it's scary. The poor thing's got this sneeze. What we've come to find out is a backward sneeze.
It's weird.
Yeah, it
is. Is it going to be bad for him or what?
I don't know. The vet says that it's normal and that you just squeeze their nostril and blah, blah, blah. But it looks like he's suffering. I don't know. Hey, we'll come back with some phone calls. I got a feeling Mike in Kentucky is going to inform me about that ERT meter that I have and tell me the specs on that. And we'll take your calls as well, 800-313-9433.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepublicsouth.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right, we have open phone lines at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm sure I said that so that you could write it down. Yeah, whatever. I was telling you about this meter I have. It's an ERT meter, and supposedly it's not the same as the full-on smart meters. But to be honest, I'm a bit of a layman when it comes to this kind of thing, and I have a feeling our next caller is going to inform me about what's what. Mike, how are you?
Yeah, I don't know a lot of the trivia behind it, but these remote telemetry meters, they started being very, I guess, cost-effective for the especially rural co-ops to install them, because then you don't have to have a guy in a truck actually drive out and read the meter, because they can, you know, phone home, so to speak, to a computer.
Well, with the meter I have, they have to drive out, and they have to read it via their truck. The difference is they don't actually have to go on the property and manually read it from the meter itself.
That may be kind of for show. I'm thinking.
That may be what?
For show, because rural co-ops in Kentucky have had these remote telemetry meters for probably 15 years. Clark Rural Electric, that I'm aware of, I think going back into about...
No, it's not for show. I don't buy that. No.
Well, it's not for show. I don't think they actually have a lot of these meters.
They do not waste money sending people out in trucks for show. They don't care.
No.
Think they care?
They have a telemetry on these meters that go all the way back to a substation that can be 4 or 5 miles away. They don't have to ride. They don't on the ones that I'm familiar with. They don't have to drive out on their truck because there's people that's got these meters behind a cattle gate on a farm.
Those are the smart meters, but those are the smart meters.
Not from 15 years ago. They were just remote reading telemetry meters. Now, they have a much more limited bandwidth, I think, than these modern smart meters that can spy. You know, if you have a web-enabled refrigerator, supposedly, some of these smart meters have the capability to go in there and you know, monitor the temperature of your refrigerator and your air conditioning system and control your thermostat and things like that. It's been probably 8 or 9 years ago that they started offering, a for-profit company started offering to install remote-controlled thermostats in people's houses and give them a discount or whatever, install it for free and that sort of stuff. That's going on here in Kentucky. Kentucky Utilities was taken over by a German company, and then now it's been bought back by, I think, a Pennsylvania company. And they were in, I think, 2006 offering to install remote controllable thermostats in people's houses. So that's you know, eight years ago.
I'd love to have somebody control my thermostat remote control.
This
the
one
only
guy...
problem is they continuously lose the remote control and all the bizarre cracks in the couch. So it's really difficult, you know, for them to thoroughly be able to manipulate your temperature because, you know, they just have this bad habit of losing the remote control. It's usually in the crack of the couch, but sometimes it ends up in the refrigerator or the microwave, you know.
Yeah, the technology's there. Mike's right about that, but, you know, what technology you have your local utilities using or your MUD, it really depends on them. In the type of meter, but you know, yeah, I mean, there's just too many great reasons why they want those meters beyond just monitoring you, but the whole control aspect. It's also a huge cost saving reduction because to be able to build a redundant grid or to expand the grid and to put the copper in the ground that's needed to continually expand in places that are booming, like where I live, that's going to cost a lot of money. So if you can just control everybody and try to make it smarter or more algorithmic, then you're going to save a lot of money. You don't have to build the redundancy. And we haven't had any investment in the grid in so many years in many places up to, you know, going on almost a century. I was in Washington State and they still have generators running, hydroelectric generators from the 1920s. I mean, still operating, which says two things. Number one, that is great engineering. Number two, that my God, they're still using stuff from the 1920s. So that's the other compromise to it. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's great technology, and for local distribution, you know, a local solution for power distribution, that's great.
Can't be replaced either.
Yeah.
So it's true. I mean, how long would it take to rebuild that? If it went down, it'd be in trouble.
I
probably.
You'd probably have to get Rolls Royce or some company, you know, to build a huge, you know, turbine for it. But sure, there's some out there. I mean, they are building them and shipping them to Africa and other places around the world. But it'd be a pretty penny.
Well, I've read, a lot of these turbines and stuff are not even made in America anymore, and they take a year or two to build. So if we were to have some kind of an electromagnetic pulse attack that takes down some of these huge transformers and major components in key places in the grid, you could be looking at months and months and months with no electricity for large swaths of the eastern United States. That's one of the things is upcoming drill, I think, that they're doing in November is to supposedly, what do you call that when they do a drill on these? It's a...
False flag?
Huh?
False flag?
Well, they could do a false flag, but they role play for that type of situation, you know, estimate, I guess, how long, what systems would be affected and that kind of stuff. I mean, there's legitimate reasons to run these drills. And, of course, there's been activists like, I don't know if you're familiar with Chuck Harder of the For the People Radio Network, but he's got a grid bundle of information that you can request for free. And they're supposed to be these collars that will, if there is an electromagnetic pulse or a solar magnetic storm, they will discharge the excess energy to ground. And they're not that expensive to manufacture. It could have been done years ago, but he's, you know, that's one of the, I guess, in the, he's late in his life. He had a radio network in the early to mid-1990s that was attacked by the IRS after they ran an economist with named Pat Choate, ran with Ross Perot the second time he ran for president with the Reform Party. And the IRS came down on him hard, and he never recovered from that. His health went downhill. But this is like the last thing he's trying to do is to try to help the country prepare for a massive shutdown of the grid, be it a solar flare or a whatever, electromagnetic pulse attack. I mean, it's fairly simple to do the way I've read about it.
Yeah.
And he's asking people to contact people that they know personally in the electronics, electrical industry, the utility industry, to try to get them to do something. I mean, beyond what they already have done.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they do make the EMP proof breakers, nuke proof technology is on most, you know, mil spec ships and the like in the Navy. I was in for 4 years and I worked on electronics and have a degree in electronic engineering. Not to toot my own horn, but you know, the idea that you can really ground for it, I'd love to hear it, because I see stuff blow up, especially as cheap and sensitive as the microprocessors are today. You know, static electricity, light, electrical storms, lightning.
Cosmic rays.
It could be anything that, you know, will blow this stuff, you know, the circuits wide open. And it doesn't take much. And, you know, things are being built cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. So,
and all the money that we spend on the military industrial complex, we could spend.
Our civilian grid is vulnerable. I saw G. Gordon Liddy, if you know who he was. He spoke at a local university. And, of course, he may have been engaging in some braggadocio, as they say. But he said, based on just what he knew with his limited sitting in on briefings during the Nixon administration and stuff, he said in an afternoon with a high-powered rifle, he could go around and take out huge swaths of the grid in an afternoon in the eastern United States. It's that vulnerable. And it's nothing's really changed on that. You can imagine what he's talking about shooting, certain key insulators and transformers that you can probably see from half a mile away. I mean, they're vulnerable to high-powered rifles.
Yeah, he was good at stuff like that, as I recall.
They could take box cutters.
He actually sells stuff. He sells gold on Fox News now. I've seen him on there. Hi, it's me, G. Gordon Liddy. So he's still around. Yeah, he's doing a radio show on the network that Schiff's on.
Interesting. All right, folks, we got to take a quick break and more phone calls when we get back. Bill in Idaho, you're coming up.
Justin Show.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Bill in Idaho. Hey there, Bill.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Brother Bill, you are on the air, my friend.
Oh, I am so sorry. I apologize. I didn't hear the beep.
Don't you ever apologize again to me, Bill. You are perfect just the way you are.
Bless you. I just wanted to mention, great broadcast, very important information. A gentleman is, I think, describing independent co-generation power plants that were put in off of REA, which ultimately fell to the folks over at, Bonneville. But those were independent cogeneration cities out of REA before there was a Department of Energy. And I think it's very important information you mentioned in regard to Chuck Carter, a name that nobody really talks about anymore. I think that information should be transmitted to, what's his name, the gentleman from, Oath Keepers. He was talking about sustainable
Stuart Rhodes.
Society centers. I'm sorry?
Stuart Rhodes. Yeah, we have actually an invitation out to him. He's going to be coming on the show.
I hope he agrees up. He's over there on the other channel sorting up all sorts of good stuff, so hopefully it would be a benefit. But what I wanted to mention, if you get a chance, I think it would be very relevant considering it's loaded with first-person narrative and evidence. Our criminal enterprise over there at Nazi Public Radio had quite the limited hangout from 1 o'clock until 2 this morning. Lucy Ash and Julie Bohr, I don't know the spelling, from 1 until 2 here in the Pacific on American Public Radio, talking about how they took down Iraq. And I think it's very significant considering the chortling was being done and all the players straight on through the military industrial.
I'm sorry, the what was being done?
Chortling. It sounded like it was kind of a promo and a dark threat to the rest of the world, I would assume, no less us here in the United States. And I found it very interesting considering it went all the way through Bush, Cheney, as well as Petraeus with Malachi and the different factions that they played one off against the other. Very instructive for the psychopathy that we're dealing with, and so necessarily, hopefully, it would be a benefit. The other thing, the obvious nonsense that's going on common media here out of Spokane, this Andy Dean creature, get a chance to copy that discussion tonight with Brian Suits. It sounds almost like, inciting.
Do you actually listen to Andy Dean?
I'm sorry?
Do you actually listen to him? I mean, I listen to him occasionally because I'm in the car. And by the way, we're talking about Andy Lipinski, by the way. I like
yes,
to use
Andy
his
Lipinski.
Real name.
He's
a Clear Channel 4. He's syndicated now on several stations. And anytime somebody calls up with real information, he instantly name calls and completely avoids the conversation. Actually, I hate to bring this up, but he was on a very popular AM and FM overnight conspiracy radio show last night. And I was kind of shocked that they'd have him on, but he was talking with Brian Suits. Brian Suits is a military guy, an expert in the military. And what were they saying, Bill?
It was name calling and smearing and all the usual tactics that the Zionazi communist would use. But he's particularly adroit, I think, because of his condescending, smart-ass attitude. One of these days, yeah, he's going to get caught, and he'll end up being in a war criminal doc like so many are most recently.
The show was so fluffy. He does, like, bizarre news, Doug, and, like, entertainment, and he's supposed to be all conservative, and he's just full of it. I don't like to talk about other personalities usually.
Kanye hasn't seen his baby in 31 days. Oh, my God.
Hold on. Breaking news, folks. Say that again, Doug. This is at Blacklisted News, I'm sure, right?
Not yet. Maybe later.
But, I mean, he's so despicably dark.
Or maybe that's blacknews.com.
It would almost be like he's trying to stir up the low information voters, I'm sure.
Yes, but he's in the pots and nobody listens to him, so whatever.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Down here.
As he calls us names, so there you go.
Well, I would just assume, considering who and what he is representing, everybody and anybody who can take the time and go to watch your files and just review the no-hide laws and understand that those kind of creatures that are on AM obviously haven't done all of their homework, and either they do not know who or what they are working for, and obviously that is going to cause them to participate in war criminal behavior. And
we got AM/FM affiliates picking up this show right now, so hopefully we're different. And I want to thank all
exactly. Exactly, but I'm hoping that somehow somebody has the opportunity to actually get in that's either awake or not a shill. He has plenty of those that call in and play into it, and he's always telling them they're brain surgeons and they're brilliant, obviously laughing up his sleeve, just like Rush Limbaugh does to his callers.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
tragic.
It's the same old shillery.
Exactly.
Same stuff, different day. Hey, call your program director at your local talk station and tell him to carry our show instead.
Exactly. Exactly. We're doing that
show.
Here. Thanks awesome. So very much, gentlemen. You're great. I'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
soon.
Take Bye. Care. All right. I didn't get to the psychology of survival. I'll have to do that next hour. Doug, you're probably getting tired. You wake up early to go to bed and... or you go to bed early to wake up early. And
I can hang for a little bit, but if you want to move on to your topic, it's...
I figured, you know, you can sit here if you want, but I figured you're probably getting tired. I'm getting tired, and I don't wake up half as early as you.
True. It's true.
Wait a second. You mean you have to work a day job? You're not independently wealthy from your media empire? Wow.
Not yet, Bob. Not yet. Waiting on those checks.
Jeez, Wait. But CNN and Piers Morgan are able to live fat, and they provide
they're part of the monopoly. They're part of the big six media
what a
corporations. That
world we live in,
right?
You know, the guys who lie and just spread the BS, they make fat checks, and the guys with the truth suffer and have to work a day job.
It's changing, though. It's changing. I mean, there used to be the monopoly. That was why it was really important to be on terrestrial radio. That was the monopoly. There was nothing else that you could listen to. And so regardless of talent, message, media, any of the other things that would actually go into it, that person was there because they were there, you know, and you weren't there and you didn't have an outlet unless you went and you had to be vetted and you had to work through that system and pay your dues. Now I think we at least have a distributed media. Or we don't just have a monolithic FCC that controls everything yet. And that's
Are they affected
that's really...
by the government shutdown? Is the FCC down?
I don't know. Can you cuss on radio now? Is that,
I don't
is
know.
That changed? Yeah, I doubt it.
I think the thing is, I still wouldn't cuss on radio just because I don't find it to be productive.
I find it hard to because you get used to not doing it.
Exactly, exactly. So, and then when you finally do have the opportunity to cuss, it feels like kind of forced and awkward.
Right.
You know, it's like, those, you like have to force it out and you're like, did I just say that for the effect or did I really want to say it there? And just, anyway, so that's another example of us not needing the nanny state to tell us, you've been bad, bad boy, don't use that curse word on the radio.
They've done a horrible job keeping TV moral. I don't know if anybody saw those VMAs and the twerking. And I mean, not that I care and not that I saw the VMAs, but if we believe that there's some government entity that's out there to try to keep our children's minds pure, if anything like that could ever exist, which it could not, that was a fine example of why government is not a good arbiter of what's good for your children, obviously.
Douglas Owen, the senior editor at blacklistednews.com. Thanks, brother.
Hey, man. Thanks.
All right. We'll be back next hour with the psychology of survival and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.